Hello, everyone. This is Bobby's father, Samuel Thornbody. I really wasn't happy having to leave Bobby during his birthday, but since Bobby seemed happy at least knowing he could stay with Dipper, I felt that he would be able to take care of himself while I was gone. I had Star drive me to the airport later that evening, and after saying goodbye to Bobby, left on my flight. Several hours later, I arrived in Atlanta, being greeted by a friend of our family, Graydon. He had offered to let me stay at his home overnight, as I was due to meet with my client first thing in the morning. He helped me gather my luggage and then drove me to his home. Shortly after I was settled in, he pulled me aside though, and became quite serious, an expression I don't often see on his face. We spent the next several hours talking, and this led to me needing to make a very important call back home.
Draper Residence.
Hello again, Stargazer.
Hello, Sam. I assume you got to Atlanta all right?
Indeed I did. Graydon picked me up a few hours ago, and we've been sitting here talking. That's actually part of the reason why I'm calling.
Oh, did you forget something?
No, nothing like that. It actually involves Graydon's son, Trevor, but, well, if it's all right, I think it's best Graydon explains from here.
Certainly, put him on.
Ahoy there. I hate being a bit of a bother here, but Sam said you might be able to help with a small problem that's come up with Trevor.
Certainly, I'll do what I can.
Well, you see, Trevor has just lost a very close and dear friend a few days ago due to a drug overdose. And he's been quite upset about it, as I would expect him to be.
Oh my, that's horrible. How can I help?
Well, I know that Bobby's birthday is coming up in a few days, and I thought maybe give Trevor something to take his mind off it, and to give him a change of scenery. I could fly him out there to Huntington to be with y'all. Figured that he'd like to see Bobby again anyway, since they got along so well here.
Well, it's getting a bit crowded here, as Sam probably told you. We may have to have him sleeping in the sofa bed in the living room. It's not that bad. I've slept on it myself.
I'd appreciate it if you could make room for him, but I understand if it's far too crowded. I confess, I feel a bit bad asking this of y'all, but I haven't seen Trevor this upset in quite some time.
Well, for something as serious as what Trevor's been through, we'll find a way. Let me talk to Dan and Aurora to make sure.
Stargazer, thank you.
You're entirely welcome. I'll have one of the two call you back.
I appreciate it. I know, if nothing else, Trevor would like a chance to see Bobby. And I know he's had an interest in finally meeting Dipper as well.
Expect a call in a few hours, then.
Sounds good. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Thank you, Star. Have a good night.
Take care, Sam.
Don't worry, Graydon. We'll come up with something.
I sure hope so, Sam. I hate seeing my boy this upset.
I'm home, Pop.
Hey, son. How was your walk?
It was okay.
Trevor, could I talk to you privately for a few minutes? I wanted to ask you about something.
Sure, Mr. Thornbody.
I'll go get started on dinner while you two talk.
Thank you, Graydon. Trevor, how would you like to go see Bobby?
Really? I'd like that a lot, sir.
I figured you might. Well, his birthday is coming later this week.
That soon? But, wow, that'd be expensive.
I have the money to cover it. Don't worry about that.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
By all means.
Are you doing this to use therapy on me, just because I'm depressed over Oscar?
I'm only keeping the promise I made to your dad to help you when you're upset.
You think it will help?
I can't think of a better way to cheer you up. You two haven't seen each other since we moved back to Huntington. I know Bobby would love to see you again.
Yeah, I sure could use a friend right now.
Is it right if I ask you a question?
Besides the two you've asked already?
How long have you known him? Your friend, I mean.
About 7 years, sir. We weren't all that close until after Bobby left, and I realized I needed someone closer. I never realized just how lonely I was before that. Almost immediately, though, Oscar began to have problems. I wonder sometimes if this isn't all my fault.
You said you two were close after Bobby left, right?
We became close, yeah, and he started telling me stuff. Stuff I really didn't want to hear, but, well, if I was a friend, I had to listen, right? Don't you have to listen to stuff you don't want to hear?
Listening to stuff I don't want to hear is a part of my job, yes. But that's exactly what I'm getting at. Trevor, as his close friend, you were there for him. As his close friend, you listened. You comforted him. If you weren't a friend, you would have done exactly the opposite. No, Trevor, it wasn't your fault. If anything, you're the one that helped him the most.
I must not have been a good enough friend, then.
You don't really believe that, do you?
But, Mr. Thornbody, have you ever lost someone that you were helping?
Yes, Trevor, I have.
Oh, then maybe it wasn't my fault.
As long as you were always there when your friend came to you for advice and never turned him away, as long as you listened whenever he talked to you, then there's no way the blame of what happened can be placed on you.
It got so bad at the end. He started stealing his parents' prescriptions. Then he found someone who could sell him stronger stuff. All because he felt, unloved.
But he wasn't unloved, was he? Even if he didn't see it, you were there, at his side, right where you needed to be.
I must not have been very good at showing it then.
Trust me, Trevor. I guarantee your friend was happy to have you at his side.
I was happy to have him too, despite his problems. But now that he's gone, I feel...
Like a piece of you is missing.
Yeah, something like that. I feel lonelier than ever. Like I've been lonely my whole life. I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's home to me, and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams. When the city sleeps and I'm the only one, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me. Till then I walk alone. I'm walking down the line that divides me somewhere in my mind. On the borderline of the edge and where I walk alone. Read between the lines what's messed up and everything's alright. Check my vital signs to know I'm still alive and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me. Till then I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams. When the city sleeps and I'm the only one and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone.